Seal Test presents Seal Test Variety Theater. Yes, it's Seal Test Variety Theater with our wacky pal Eddie Bracken, our special guest, the great Gildersleeve himself, Hal Perry, with Henry Russell and the orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, and, of course, our gal Thursday, the singing star of our show, Dorothy L'Amour. As we open, Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve, the water commissioner of the town, accompanied by a member of the police force, is out on official business. Due to a heat wave, the town is suffering from a water shortage. Gildy is checking up on those citizens who are carelessly wasting water.
You know, Commissioner, it must be 96 in the shade.
What shade?
I'll bet it's hot enough to fry an egg on the sidewalk.
Why do people always say that? Fry an egg on the sidewalk. I'll bet it can't be done.
I bet it can.
Bet it can't. You got an egg on you?
No.
All right, then put up or shut up.
What about this house right here?
Oh, yes, that's right. Get out your summons book.
Yes?
Gildersleeve's the name. I'm your water commissioner. Officer, give this lady a summons.
Here you are.
Now, wait a minute. What's this for?
Madam, you've broken the law. Ordinance 707030. I looked through your kitchen window yesterday and your faucet was dripping.
But I didn't know it was.
You can tell it to the judge. Come on, officer, next house. No, I've got to be stern. This water shortage is no joke.
Is it really as bad as they say?
Is it? Why, I've given strict orders for every child in town to be frisked for water pistols. And just this morning, I saw a canary taking a bath in a Tom Collins.
What about this house?
Well, let's look around here. Holy Toledo, just look at that.
What is it?
A hose with a trickle in it. Get out your summons pad.
Yes?
Madam, here's a summons for you.
A summons? But what?
Never mind. Be in court in the morning. All right, George, I'll teach the people in this town to conserve water.
Commissioner. Look at that lawn over there.
Lawn where?
That one over there with all the sprinklers going.
Sprinklers? Oh! Jumping Jupiter, get out your summons pad. Let's go, officer. Sprinklers yet. The nerve, the unmitigated gall. A summons isn't enough for this one. I'll see to it that the person responsible for those sprinklers is put in jail. It's about time you...
Hello, what can I do for you?
Yeah. Say, you're Dorothy L'Amour, aren't you?
Why, yes. Who are you?
I'm your water commissioner.
Hello, water commissioner.
Hey, let's not be formal. Just call me water.
Madam, now about those sprinklers.
Get quiet, officer. I'll handle this case personally.
But, commissioner... You said that you weren't...
Run along, Sonny. Go somewhere and get yourself investigated.
But I thought I was...
Go on now. Scat. Scoot. Scat. Now we're alone. Now, where were we?
Well, the officer said something about the sprinklers. What about them?
Sprinklers? Oh, yes. You see, I was just passing, and I noticed how beautiful your lawn looks. It's so green and wet.
Yes. Yes, this hot weather makes it so difficult to keep everything in shape.
You've done very well. What about your back lawn?
Well, I have those sprinklers on, too.
You have those sprinklers on?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, we wouldn't want to see those poor little blades of grass with their little tongues hanging out, would we?
Oh, it's so nice to meet a man who appreciates Mother Nature.
Oh? Some of her daughters aren't bad either. May I ask you something, Miss L'Amour?
Why, certainly.
Aren't you ever lonely in this great big house?
Lonely? No. Not as long as I have my garden. Why, I can spend hours with my flowers.
Oh?
I think flowers are wonderful companions, don't you?
Oh, yes, I do. But on a balmy moonlight night, it's not much fun holding hands with a nasturtium.
Oh, you certainly are a witty man, and I want to assure you it's been very nice talking to you.
Miss L'Amour, I have a confession to make to you.
Yes?
Beneath this gay and witty exterior lies hidden the soul of a very lonely man.
Oh.
Would that I had a companion to rush up and greet me after a hard day at the waterworks. a companion to sit by my side and take long walks with me.
Are you really that lonely?
Yes, I am.
Well, have you ever thought of getting yourself a Cocker Spaniel?
Oh! Must be going now. Remember, if there's ever anything wrong with your sprinkler system, just call me. Goodbye.
Goodbye, water.
What a woman. My dream girl. Wonder if I'd stand any chance at... No. Well, back to business.
Take it easy, Eddie. What's the big trouble you're in?
I don't know what to do. This is what happened. I was home all alone. I was in the kitchen when this guy busts in, and he gives me a summons and tell me I got to be in court tomorrow morning.
But what's the charge against you?
Drinking a glass of water.
A summons for drinking a glass of water?
Uh-huh.
Why, that sounds crazy. Who gave it to you?
He was a little round man with a mustache, and he kept screaming at me about the water shortage.
A round little man with a mustache?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's funny. He was just over here admiring my lawn, and he advised me to keep my sprinklers going.
Keep you? And me? He gives me a summons for drinking a glass of water. Tell me, Dottie, what were you wearing when you opened the door to him?
Well, I'd just been sunbathing, so I was wearing one of those little French bathing suits.
No wonder he gave me a summons.
Why?
I was wearing overalls and a sweatshirt.
I don't understand it. He was so pleasant and nice to me.
Oh, stop rubbing it in. I know you're prettier than I am. But look, Dottie, I don't want to go to court and get into a lot of trouble.
Would I write to call him in your behalf? Why don't you go see him yourself?
Oh, what good would that do?
Well, tell him you're a friend of mine. I have an idea. It'll do some good.
Oh, that's it. Well, say, I'll go right over and see him. Goodbye, Dottie.
Goodbye, Eddie, and good luck.
Dottie.
What?
Can I borrow your French bathing suit?
Our orchestra conductor, Henry Russell, dug this romantic tune out of his 1938 file. The title, You Go to My Head. And here are the crew chiefs to join me in it.
You go to my head, and you linger like a haunting refrain. And I find you spinning round in my brain, like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep or two. The thrill of a thought that you might give a thought to my plea cast a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can you see that it never can be? You go to my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head. You go to my head.
Thank you. Get the basket seal test.
What's as cooling as a mountain brook? With the zing and tang of a sea breeze, it's Lemon Flake Ice Cream, the seal test flavor of the month for July. Creamy golden ice cream shot through and through with crunchy flakes of real lemon hard candy. The frosty cooling tang of lemon is a cinch to send your temperature down and your spirits up. It's a sunny, singing flavor with plenty of zip and zing. Ask your seal test dealer for refreshing Lemon Flake Ice Cream tonight. And whenever it's ice cream you crave,
get the basket seal test.
Yes, and what can I do for you?
I'd like to see the water commissioner.
We had a very busy day. I'll find out if he'll see you.
Thank you.
Oh, Mr. Gildersleeve, there's a gentleman outside to see you.
All right, Bessie, send him in.
Yes, sir.
By the way, Bessie, are you anxious to keep your job here?
Well, yes, of course.
Well, when I passed your desk, you were sealing some envelopes.
What about it?
You were using a damp sponge. I've been telling you we must conserve water, Bessie. All right, send him in.
This way, sir.
Oh, thank you. Hello, Commissioner.
What are you doing here?
Well, about that summons you gave me this afternoon.
See here, young man, you were guilty of a violation. And if you think you can crawl out of it through bribery, influence, or chicanery, you're very much mistaken.
You got me all wrong.
Oh?
I wouldn't think of using any influence. I was just going to say that I was a friend of Dorothy L'Amour.
That doesn't... Dorothy L'Amour? Well, any friend of Miss L'Amour's is a friend of mine. Have a glass of water. Have a whole pitcher of water. Care for a bath? I mean...
Well, you see, I saw her this afternoon, and she told me that you had stopped in.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Did she say anything about me?
No, she didn't. Not a word.
Well, I always say no news is good news. But are you sure she didn't say anything about me? Now, think hard, son.
Well, let's see. Now, come to think of it, she did say something about being tall, dark, and handsome.
Hey, you don't understand. I mean, what did she say about me?
Well, as a matter of fact, she thought you were very attractive.
She did, huh?
Mm-hmm.
After all, there is something about me that reminds people of Gregory Peck. I wonder what it is.
A difference in height, no doubt. But I think you've made quite a hit with her, though.
I did. Look, I don't want to be presumptuous, but do you think I could get a date with Miss L'Amour?
Well, I don't see why not. Just call her up on the phone.
I call Dorothy L'Amour on the telephone? Oh, but what would I say to her?
Oh, it's simple. Just give her a little sweet talk, and before you know it, whoosh, you got a date.
Whoosh?
Whoosh.
But what do I do when I see her?
Simple. A stroll in the moonlight, a little more sweet talk, and poof, you've kissed her.
Poof.
Poof.
Well, whatever became of whoosh?
Well, by the time you get the poof, you'll forget all about whoosh.
That sounds wonderful, except for one thing.
So what's that?
I can't call her.
Oh, now, don't be silly.
No, I'm telling you, my knees turn to jelly. I get goosebumps all over me.
Oh, now, okay, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go over to Dottie's house, and I'll make the date for you for tonight.
Oh, what a night that will be. I'll be under the balcony at 9 with my mandolin, and I'll serenade her like she's never been serenaded before.
That ought to go over big.
Mr. Brackett, I don't know how to thank you. Is there anything I can do for you?
Well, by the way, Mr. Gildersleeve, about that summons you gave me this afternoon?
Summons? Why, you silly boy, I never gave you a summons. Yeah.
Eddie, you've got a lot of nerve making a date for me.
But, Dottie,
and for the last time, I'm telling you, I'm not going out with Mr. Gildersleeve tonight.
But the summons, he tore it up. If you don't do this, why, he'll never give me another chance.
Well, I don't care.
Well, you don't care. I'll go to court. I'll be sentenced to jail. They'll shave my head. Then the iron doors clang shut on the cell block. Then it's the relentless pounding and pounding of the jute mill. And...
Stop it, Eddie. Just stop it, because it's just a $5 fine.
A $5 fine?
Mm-hmm.
That's even worse. Dottie, look, you must do this for me.
Eddie, it's out of the question. In the first place, you should never have made the date for me without telling me about it. And in the second place, it's so hot in town, I plan to go to the beach for the weekend.
Oh, gee, Dottie, you can't do this to me.
I'm sorry, but my bag is all packed and I'm going.
Dottie, I really can't believe you do this to me. Why, when I think of all the sacrifices I've made to you, when I just think of them.
What sacrifices?
Let you know as soon as I think of them. But you know I'd do anything for you. I'd even go to the ends of the earth. What would you do for me?
I'd help you pack. Well, it's time for me to leave. Eddie, are you going?
What a spot you put me on. I don't know what to do. Dottie, there's a wrestling match on television tonight that I'd like to see. Do you mind if I stay here and sort of use your set?
No, not at all. But be sure to lock up before you go.
Oh, gee, thank you. Have a nice time, Dottie.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Oh, boy. 8:45. I just got 15 minutes. Now, I wonder where Dottie keeps those dresses.
Eddie Bracken has been coaxing to sing a song ever since he's been on our show. Tonight, he wouldn't take no for an answer because the song is about Betty Grable. So, inasmuch as this is the last show of the season, Eddie, stop twisting my arm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Here we go.
The beautiful blonde from Bashful Bend never did learn to keep a friend.
I'd give him a start, then shoot him in the end.
The beautiful blonde from Bashful Bend, she's hardly the type to cuddle near.
I'd rather go out and rope a steer. They never did build a school that I'd attend.
Oh, the beautiful blonde from Bashful Bend, when she deals a poker hand, why, you ought to see their faces.
Especially when I deal myself approximately 5 aces.
I'm betting my boots she'll meet some cuss, causing her heart to raise a fuss.
Then I'll fall in love and that'll be the end
of the hard-tooting, free-booting, six-shooting, beautiful blonde from Bashful Bend.
When she throws the domino, what money she amasses.
Especially when I roll myself approximately 10 passes.
I figure that she will meet some gent filling her soul with sentiment.
Then I'll fall in love and that'll be the end
of the hard-tooting, free-booting, six-shooting, beautiful blonde from Bashful Bend.
Have you tried the new Seal Test flavor of the month, Lemon Flake? It's the ice cream with the candy flavor.
That's for me. I'm the candy kid, Candy Candido.
Well, Candy, how are you?
I was feeling mighty low.
And then you dipped into a big dish of cooling Lemon Flake ice cream.
I sure did. And I kept right on dipping. The ice cream got lower.
Lower and
lower. And my spirits went higher.
Higher and higher. Then, when I got to the
bottom of the dish, I was feeling mighty
high.
Tangy Lemon Flake ice cream will send your spirit soaring. So,
high
yourself
right down
to your Seal Test soda fountain and
get the best, get Seal Test.
As the curtain rises on our next scene, Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve, a gleam in his eye, romance in his heart, and a mandolin in his hand, is furtively approaching Dottie's house.
Me. Here we are. Fortunately, I'm in good voice tonight. I'll sweep her off her feet with this song. Pale hands I love beside the Shalimar, where are you now? Who lies beneath jail.
Get away from here, you bum. I'm trying to sleep.
Wrong house. Yonder is fair Dorothy's house. I can see her. There's a dim light in yon window, and beneath yon window is a yon balcony. Well, this is my moment. Tail hands I love beside the Shalimar. Where are you? Tail hands I love.
Yoo-hoo! Yoo-hoo!
Yoo-hoo!
Yoo-hoo!
Yoo-hoo! All very good, but I'm running out of hoo-hoo-hoos. I'll soon be by thy side, fair damsel. Up we go. The way they build these veterans' houses. How lovely these rambling roses grow up this trellis. Thorny little rascals, aren't they? At last I am by thy side. Even though it's dark, I can picture your beauty. Say something to me, my sweet. Be not shy. Say something. Your laughter sounds like the rippling of a brook. But your face looks strange. It's probably a shadow.
More like 5 o'clock shadow. That is, it's lovely out here.
And your lips are like cherries. Your cheeks are like apples. And your ears. Cauliflower.
Oh, Gildy, you're cute.
We could have such wonderful moments together.
Ah, yes.
How I'd love to drink champagne from your slipper.
You'd get awfully high.
Oh? Why?
I'm wearing elevator shoes. L'Amour never did get a laugh. And you have such a darling mustache.
What was that, old man?
I say you have such a darling mustache.
You like mustaches?
Like them? Why, when I was a kid, I tried to raise one.
What's that?
I mean, when I was a kid, I went with a boy who had one.
Tell me, my sweet, has any man ever kissed you?
What's the matter? Are you crazy or something?
Dottie, sweet, I can't...
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, no, you won't. I warned you.
Oh, hey, help! Oh!
Eddie Bracken, what's going on here?
Oh, hello, Dottie. I thought you were at the beach.
I forgot the keys to the beach house. Who's that lying on the lawn?
Oh, Dottie, am I glad you came back. It's the commissioner. He's out cold.
Eddie Bracken, what's going on here, and why are you wearing one of my dresses?
Well, I...
You look like Gorgeous George after three falls.
Well, I...
Who wrote that? Can't even get a laugh on that line, either.
That's the last show.
Better than a straight line, though.
Well, let me tell you something, Dottie. I'll confess all, but rather than disappoint Mr. Gildersleeve, I may believe I was you, you see.
How dare you?
Well, I was doing fine till the balcony broke.
Oh, he's coming around now. How are you going to explain this?
Well, that's where you can help me. I'll duck into the house, and you stay here, and he'll think it was you on the balcony, so... So long. I'll see you later.
Eddie, come back here. Come back here.
Dottie, why did you do it?
I guess I was just carried away, but Gildy, darling, do you think you could ever forgive me?
Certainly, my sweet. But there's one thing I want to ask you.
What, dear?
Where did you ever learn to wrestle?
Working with Hope and Crosby. We'll be back in just a minute, so don't go away. Right now, we'd like you to hear a little something about our products.
It takes a vast fleet of 190,000 motor vehicles to transport the milk and dairy products needed for America's dining tables. Now, that's more trucks than are used for any other commodity. Indeed, milk is America's most important single food, nature's most nearly perfect food. National dairy engineers are searching all the time for ways to improve the system for transporting dairy products from the farm on down the processing line to your kitchen. Meanwhile, at National Dairy Plants, technicians are constantly seeking more efficient production, looking for ways to turn out better products and still maintain the highest quality. In helping to provide the nation with health-giving milk and milk products so necessary for health and growth, National Dairy has two main objectives: to see that National Dairy products are always the finest and purest, to keep the cost low in order to serve the greatest possible number of people. Now, here again is your mistress of ceremonies, Dorothy L'Amour.
Tonight, we're just a little misty-eyed because this is our last show of the season. But we hope it won't be too long before we all meet again. It's been a lot of fun, and I mean it. I want to thank the writers, Howard Harris and Sidney Zelinka, our wonderful musical director, Henry Russell, my director and producer, Glenn Hall Taylor and Carol Pearson, sound man, Virgil Reimer, our engineer, Raul Murphy, our script girl, Freddie Flint, and, of course, our swell sponsor, Seal Test Incorporated. It's been fun, too, working with people like, you should pardon the expression, Eddie Bracken.
Thank you, Dottie. That goes double for me, and I wish I can get a check with you again sometime.
Why, Eddie, thank you. Then there's Chester Brower and John Lang, and, of course, our guests have been fun, too, like Hal Perry tonight. And like all our guests, Hal's appearance contributed to a fine cause: the establishment of the American Federation of Radio Artists Welfare Insurance Fund. For Eddie Bracken, Joe Gilbert, Gloria Holliday, Candy Candino, George Tyne, Henry Russell, the crew chiefs, and all of us, this is Dorothy L'Amour wishing you a very happy vacation. And don't forget, we'll be thinking of you.
Seal Test Variety Theater was written by Howard Harris and Sidney Zelinka. Direction was by Glenn Hall Taylor. Hal Perry appeared through the courtesy of the makers of Parquet, sponsors of the Great Gildersleeve Program. Seal Test Incorporated and associate companies are divisions of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is John Lang speaking.
The National Broadcasting Company.